Do you understand the purpose of human existence as we enter the new millennium? World News and Prophecy presents an analysis of world affairs and the answers to the great questions of life in light of the Word of God. This program will help you unlock the true meaning behind the events in the Middle East, the global economy, politics, and religion. And now, for World News and Prophecy, Dr. Donald Ward.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to today's program. Who are the poorest people on the face of the earth? Are they the emaciated, fly-covered faces of the starving children in Darfur with their bellies protruding, with their eyes sunken into their heads? Are they the starving people in the other parts of Africa, those who are ravaged by AIDS and other diseases all over the face of the earth? Are they the street people of the mega cities of the world? Perhaps we could better identify the poorest people on earth by defining poverty. A classic definition of poverty: poverty is deprivation, a lack of access to food, shelter, and safe drinking water. A more practical definition of poverty is hunger. Poverty is lack of shelter. Poverty is being sick and not being able to see a doctor. Poverty is not having access to school and not knowing how to read. Poverty is not having a job. Poverty is fear for the future, living one day at a time. Poverty is losing a child to illness brought about by unclean water. Poverty is powerlessness, lack of representation and freedom. While some define poverty primarily in economic terms, others consider social and political factors to be intrinsic. Social and political factors certainly play roles in physical poverty and economic poverty, but is there a far more debilitating form of poverty than physical, social, and political poverty? Physical, social, and political poverty are surely horrible states to be in. Can you even imagine what it would be like to starve to death, to freeze to death, or to be killed by a brutal military coup? But as awful as these types of poverty are, there's even greater poverty, a greater type of poverty, a poverty that will determine whether you live in eternity or experience the second death. Which one will it be, living into eternity or experiencing the second death? So what is the greatest poverty that you can experience? It is spiritual poverty. Some of the richest people in the spiritual sense are poor in the physical, social, and political sense. And some of the poorest people in the spiritual sense are the richest people in the physical, social, and political sense. So what are you? You can be poor with regard to physical, economic, social, physical means, but on the other hand, be very rich spiritually. The rich people who are poor in the spiritual aspects that count. They are rich in the spirit of this world, but they are poor when it comes to the true spirit from God. An interesting phenomenon is going on in the world at this critical, crucial juncture in human history. According to research by Peter Jones, secular humanism boasts that it is void of explicit spiritual content, and in a way, Jones says it has lived up to that promise. They surely deny anything beyond the physical. Secular humanism deliberately steers you away from thinking religiously or spiritually. But in featuring such emptiness, it has left an earth full of people with vacant hearts and minds, craving even a little spiritual substance. The evidence suggests that people in all times and in all places prefer a form of godliness to no godliness at all. And that hunger in turn has turned its victims into prime candidates for what Jones calls neo-pagan spirituality. It is all the rage of the age. You might think that Christianity would be waiting in the wings to fill the spiritually empty hearts of peoples around the world. But that is not the case. Jones says that around the world, in dozens of shapes, names, and forms, neo-paganism, New Age religion, or so-called spirituality, is winning the allegiance and hearts especially of young people who are already disillusioned with the empty promises of secularism and materialism. The ideas of the supernatural no longer bothers or embarrasses them. They want to know, is there something more out there? And they're willing to explore bizarre realities, or what might be claimed as realities, to find whatever spirituality there might be out there. The fastest growing religions in China right now are Buddhism and Taoism, whose adherents are numbered in the hundreds of millions. Indian lecturer Vishal Mangalwadi, on the other hand, fresh off a recent two-week discussion with the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, steeped conferees through the dark netherworld of the Hindu involvement with tantric sex. In such a worldview, which Mangalwada says he has taken Hindu themes around the globe, sexual experience is portrayed as an ultimate means of salvation. The main goal of sex is gnosis, or knowing in the way God knows. Is that really the path to salvation and eternal life? Apparently some think that it is. From Islam comes the frightening themes that religion's emphasis on subjugating the enemy, whether a foreign power or your own wife, seems strangely to be attracting the interest even of non-Muslims around the world. And it is a very fast-growing religion. From Africa comes reversion to witchcraft and darkly pagan practices, even cannibalism. If these packages come wrapped with superstition and even violence in it, so be it. Conferees heard from a former practicing astrologer who described some of the inroads that field is making even into evangelical churches. And they heard how pagan spirituality has wormed its way into both modern feminism and the ecological movement. Some now are worshiping the earth as Mother Gaia, that it is a spiritual phenomenon even of its own, and it has a life force of its own. Oprah Winfrey launched A Course in Miracles in January on XM Radio. A Course in Miracles will be taught by Oprah's longtime friend and special XM satellite radio reporter, Marianne Williamson, who also happens to be one of today's premier New Age leaders. According to author Warren Smith, Williamson and Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God, co-founded an alliance of New Age leaders called the American Renaissance Alliance in 1997. The American Renaissance Alliance changed its name again to the Global Renaissance, and then again to, in 05, to the Peace Alliance. This Peace Alliance seeks to usher in an era of global peace founded on the principles of New Age, new spirituality. Of course, the Bible talks about human beings not knowing the way to peace. They are now referring to this as a civil rights movement for the soul. The principles of this New Age, new spirituality are clearly articulated in A Course for Miracles, which is fast becoming the New Age Bible. So what is A Course in Miracles and what does it teach? Warren Smith continues, A Course in Miracles is allegedly new revelation from Jesus to help humanity work through these troubled times. This Jesus, they say, this Jesus that they talk about bears no doctrinal resemblance to the Bible's Jesus Christ. This Jesus began delivering his channel teachings. This Jesus that the Course of Miracles espouses began delivering his channel teachings in 1965 to Helen Schuchman, a Columbia University professor of medical psychology. Channeling is one of the main things that a lot of the Hollywood types now are into. Some say they are channeling masters from the past. One day, Schuchman heard an inner voice saying, "This is a Course in Miracles. Please take notes." For 7 years, she diligently took spiritual dictation from this inner voice that described himself as Jesus. A Course in Miracles was quietly published in 1975 by the Foundation for Inner Peace. For many years, the Course was an underground cult classic for New Age seekers who studied the Course individually with friends or in small study groups. The Course in Miracles is, in reality, the truth of the Bible turned upside down. Here are some quotes from the Jesus of A Course in Miracles. There is no sin, according to the Course in Miracles. The slain Christ has no meaning. The journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. Do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. The name of Jesus Christ as such is but a symbol. It is all the gods to which you pray. God is everything I see. The recognition of God is the recognition of yourself. The oneness of the Creator and the creation is your wholeness, your sanity, and your limitless power. The atonement is the final lesson he man need learn, for it teaches him that never having sinned, he has no need for salvation. All of these declarations from A Course in Miracles is diametrically opposed to what the Bible teaches. But sadly, so many people don't know what the Bible teaches, so they fall for it. 90% of Americans profess to believe in God, but the God they profess is often just an abstract statement of belief based on their idea of what they think God is. In view of their agonizing spiritual poverty, the peoples of the world are in search for spiritual meaning in their lives. In their quest, they turn to neo-paganism or so-called New Age spiritual gurus in hope of filling the spiritual void in their lives. It is astounding that most people never stop to really think about the great issues and questions of life. Questions like, is there a God? Is there purpose in the universe? How did the universe come into existence? Where did life come from? And one of the greatest of all questions, why was I born? In days past, people tended to just accept what their parents taught them. The parents were the purveyors of the culture of their ethnic and or national group. However, today, the quest for meaning and spirituality is much different. When we come back for the next segment of our program, we'll continue to show how some who are poor are actually very rich, and some who claim to be rich are actually poverty-stricken. If you would like to understand how you can become spiritually rich, then you need to call for our free booklet, What is Your Destiny? You need to know why God created human beings. What is the purpose for human life? Why were you created? Why did God create the universe? And what is the ultimate destiny? What is the purpose? Where are you headed? Where will you wind up? What is the great and grand design for your life? So call for this free booklet, What is Your Destiny? And we will also send you the booklet, The Road to Eternal Life. This booklet will show you the true path to eternal life, the path that is revealed in the pages of your Bible. All you have to do to receive the free literature is to call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 888-886-5614. Once again, that toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. And now back to World News and Prophecy. Do you have spiritual meaning in your life, or is your heart empty and void of any real spiritual significance and spiritual meaning? And how are you trying to fill the void in your life? If you are void of spiritual meaning and understanding, where are you turning to try to gain this information, this knowledge? We're in the so-called information age. Knowledge is exploding exponentially. This knowledge is available to the masses through the internet. People are naturally curious, and the mind searches for some new thing. Since so many people are no longer grounded in the fundamentals of Christianity and the Christian Bible, they are susceptible to every wind of doctrine that is posted on the internet. As mentioned earlier, they have not examined the great questions of the ages, and when these questions are posed, they are usually answered by the intellectuals, the God-doubters of our day. Over 75% or around 75% of even young people who grow up in churches leave the church once they go off to college, because the professors there are continually casting doubt with regard to the faith once revealed in the Bible. But paradoxically, as American society becomes more secular in some ways, it becomes more vulnerable to spiritual deception. Why? Because there is a natural, normal kind of yearning within human beings for a spiritual meaning in their lives. More and more writers, authors, movie makers, and journalists are delving into the supernatural. More and more we hear about paranormal phenomena, UFO sightings, and unexplained phenomena. Once again, this makes people susceptible to every wind of doctrine on the face of the earth. The result of this quest for pseudo-spirituality is more and more chaos and confusion as to what the truth really is about the nature of God, the nature of man, and the nature of the universe. If there is no God, and if there is no revelation from God, then one man's opinion is just as valid as another man's. All the intellectuals and scientists try to wrap their beliefs in the cloak of scientific knowledge, but no intellectual has any sensible explanation for the origin or the universe or life. All they will talk about the Big Bang. There was a great explosion of matter and it flung these things out into space. But where did the matter come from, and how did, but just by chance and this explosion, did we wind up with an Earth rotating on its axis every 24 hours, tilted 23 degrees away from the sun, revolving around the sun, and on you could go with the grand design that is in the universe where these things keep time. God says in Genesis 1:16 that he appointed the heavenly bodies to keep time. But to God, time is somewhat meaningless, because a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. The Apostle Paul was inspired to write, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." That's where mankind is now. Yes, knowledge is exploding. They're running to and fro. But as Paul writes here in 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the faith. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so you had the magicians of that day who performed some kinds of miracles. When Aaron cast his rod down and it turned into a snake, then the magicians turned their rods into snakes, but then Aaron's rod swallowed theirs up. But as they withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Oh, they may be great in many ways as regarding the way the world measures greatness, but with regard to the faith, they are reprobate. And when all is said and done, where you wind up is what counts. Even though physical, economic, social, and political poverty abounds among the peoples of the world, spiritual poverty makes it impossible for humans to eradicate poverty of any kind, especially the poverty of the inner man. The God of the Christian Bible is a great creator God. He is the source of true spirituality. God made man in his own image. He created humans with faculties of mind akin to God. Man has the ability to think, to reason, and to think about moral values, right and wrong, and life after death. God, who is eternal, created humans to become members of his eternal family. God created the angelic realm to serve as ministering servants to the heirs of salvation. The angelic realm included three archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. God placed Lucifer over the earth, but he rebelled and led one-third of the angels into rebellion. These fallen angels, led by Satan the devil, are now deceiving human beings into embracing the doctrines of devils. You see, there are two great spiritual powers in the universe, God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ, and the devil, Satan the devil, and his demons. Great spiritual warfare is continually being waged in the unseen world, and this spiritual warfare is for the life essence of human beings. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 6:10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." See, here is the real enemy. It is not flesh and blood, as he continues. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Yes, and battles are being fought in the unseen world, and the battle is for your very being, for your mind, for your essence, for your inner being, for your life potential. Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, "Fear not him who is able to destroy the body, but fear him who is able to destroy the body and the soul." That is life essence in Gehenna fire. Sadly, every person who's ever lived, with the exception of Jesus Christ, has turned and tuned in to Satan's spiritual wavelength. See, every person who's lived in the faith, with the exception of Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and also he took on the form of flesh and gave up his glory and tabernacle among us. Here's what the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3. "And you hath he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." See, the wages of sin is death. "Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience." We all have walked there. "Among whom also we all had our conversation or conduct in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." See, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thus, contrary to A Course in Miracles, we are all in need of a Redeemer, a Savior, who will buy us back from sin and death. As the Apostle Paul writes, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." That's Romans 6:23. You can choose to be enslaved by Satan the devil, or you can choose to be liberated from sin and death through repentance and faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The people of this world, who think they are most liberated as they indulge themselves in the sins of the flesh, are actually the people who are most enslaved. As the Bible reveals, "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, His servant you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. See, will you be a slave of sin unto death, or a servant of righteousness unto life? Even many Christians, thinking that they are spiritually rich, are actually wallowing in the depths of spiritual depravity and poverty. Note the words of Christ as he reveals it to the Apostle John in Revelation 3 and verse 17, the letter to the Laodiceans, "Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." These are metaphors for spiritual depravity. Miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, that is, spiritually, and white raiment, that you may be clothed. See, white raiment is the righteousness of the saints. And that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. For any man, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. So how do you become rich spiritually? The quest begins with opening the pages of your Bible and searching out the truth for yourself. Jesus states, "It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." That's John 6:63. Jesus equates the Word of God with spirit. So if you want to become spiritually rich, you ingest the Word of God. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It is the Word of God that brings life, since it reveals the path to true spirituality. You can search the internet, surf it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can search the world over in your quest for spiritual riches, but true spirituality is revealed from God, and you can find the pearl of great price today. All you have to do is pick up your Bible and become the richest person on the face of the earth. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. See, you will inherit what God has to offer, join heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yes, the poor in spirit, that is, the spirit of this world, can become spiritually rich and the richest people on the face of the earth. You have been listening to World News and Prophecy. For the free literature offered on this program, "What is Your Destiny?" Explaining the Purpose of Human Existence and the Road to Eternal Life, all you have to do is call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. 1-888-886-5614. And be sure to be tuned to this station next week for World News and Prophecy.